continuing with the halachas of Bishul and trying to operate on a number of different fronts at the same time is a little bit difficult, but these sugyas are somewhat intertwined. Oh, I left the new Maramakomas downstairs, but I made a hopefully enough copies. Do I have my own copy? I don't think so. Oh, thank you. I haven't figured out the copying machine. I keep losing but I think I got everything in, but it's going to cost me one day if we learn how to play with this machine. That was me or somebody else? Oh, okay. It doesn't bother me. We're going to try that simultaneously to be discussing a number of different sugyas, because they are, there's an opposite interface. You can't avoid one without the other. At the end of the shiur yesterday, we're discussing two things at the same time. Bishul acharafia, on the one hand, and we're also discussing klisheni. The shulchan, I'll put them together. So obviously the two are together. So we're going to try to, I believe, the wisest thing is to make a haskalah in the sugya of klisheni, and then, without going through all of it, because it's a bit complex, to move to the sugya of bishul acharafia, and then come back to klisheni. Sorry it's going that way, but I think that's the best way to do it, pedagogically and just technically. So the sugya of klisheni, interestingly, we saw in Afmema Mebeis, I'll get the first Maramakoma sheet, there's a Mefurish Gemara, black on white, seems to be unequivocal. Kli sheni eino mevashel. Finish. What's the context? They put a jug of oil into a kli sheni. That's permissible. Kli rishon is not permissible. That's a mefurash gemara. Mem beis. Our mem aleph and mem aleph. Last mishnah says amechem shepino. What does it mean? Amechem is kumkum shel chamin, a kettle. Shepino. So Rashi is very coy. Kula masdis in the forash b'gemar. He wanted to translate the word for us. No, wouldn't translate the word. Keep us in suspense. As a matter of fact, it's a machlok. How to translate the word? We'll see soon. Lo yitan l'socho tzona b'shvul sheyichamu. Don't put in cold water that the cold water should heat up. Avonos l'socho o l'socho kos k'deh l'hav shira. You can put either water into this pot or into a cup. K'deh l'hav shiran. To make the water lukewarm. Okay, lukewarm is hetagama. On my kama. Omer avada bar mas tochi kama. Hamechem shepina mimenu mayim chami. What's pino mean? Rashi. My kama, my pino, my loyitin vahadama, I will know saying. What's going on? So you have a kettle. You emptied it out all of its water. Loyitin the socho mayim uvatim kadeshi chamu. Because the metal is still very, very hot. You put in a small amount of water onto a very, very hot piece of metal, what's going to happen? It'll sizzle, it'll boil. It will get yatsa lettuce for at least. Avonos nesocho mayim merubin to an empty pot, an empty kettle, kedei lahav shiran. Right? If you put a lot of water into this empty kettle, then the net result will be poshrim under yatsa lettuce for. You put a small amount, the net result will be mayim chamim. That's not allowed. This is the pshat in the Mishnah of Rav Ada bar Masna. Okay, are both any questions so far? No. Now, and because I didn't want to involve you in complications of what we call a whole sugya on Amud Beis, I cut the Maram Akoma short over here, but in a certain way it was a mistake, because I have to show you just two more lines on Amud Beis. I apologize. Two more lines. I'm staying away from this Mitzarev story and the Miskave, and it's too complicated. And anyway, Abaye asks the following technical question on the second line of Amem Aleph Medbeis. Maskev la Abaye, midi mecham shepina mimenu mayim katani. Does it say a kettle from which you remove the water? Mecham shepina katani. A kettle that... I don't know how to say it in English. Shepino, Rashi says, Mashma, Shepino la'atzmo me'al ha'ur. You remove the kettle from the fire. That's what it means. Not that you emptied it out, you removed it. You know, do you remember the old years in Eretz that had pinuyim, they would move you, they had pinuyim from this outpost and from Aza. Remember that? Well, didn't they use that word, pina? Oy, oy, oy. That's what it reminds me of. They were mefaneh people from their homes, Hashem Yishmor. So this is what it means. Hamechem shepino, they removed it from the fire. V'yesh bo mayim chamed, a different case. There is some water left. There is some water left. Lo yidin l'tocho mayim muwatim b'shul sheichom. It's a clearish and mamish. You put a little bit of water in it, it's a deraisa. Abol nos l'tocho mayim rubim k'dei l'avshiram. You put in a lot of water into a clearish, because the net result will be poshrim. Because if the top water will overwhelm the bottom water, then the net result is going to be mayim poshrim, and this is permissible. This is the opinion of Abaye. So Abaye and Rav Ad have two different pshatim and what the words of the Mishnah mean. You emptied all the water out, or you removed the kettle with some of the water from the fire. Alright? And they both, in either case, you can put in a lot of water and not a little water. Now, you can put a lot of water into an empty pot is less of a chiddush, if you ask me, than you can put a lot of water into a pot filled with hot water on klirishim. That's a Abaye has a bigger chiddush, and we'll see later, is it accepted or not? Maybe Abaye's chiddush is not accepted. Atkan, the initial Gemara. Any questions so far? Just a bunch of basics, introductory. Now we turn to the major sugya, which is Mem Beis and Aleph, which is a little bit complex, but we're going to go very slow. We're going to try to be methodical over here. Methodical. Tana Rabbanan. No saying Odom Chama L'Toch Atzonein. So Beishamah says you can put hot water into cold, but not cold water into hot. Rashi. Keep one in the Gemara, one in the Rashi. Chama l'toch tzonen, tekosavar tato'o govar. Oh boy. Oh boy. Who had ever heard of tato'o govar before this sugya? Who ever heard of it? Where'd you come up to it? Where? Psachim. That's where it comes from. Psachim daf ayin vav. That's what the famous machlokos in Rav and Shmuel was, a tato govar or what? Or ilah govar. Who's right, gentlemen? Torah Mada, who's right? Is ilah govar or is tato govar? Why do you say that? Two words. Heat rises. I think tato govar is right. Fortunately, we passed on like Shmuel. They begin to wonder, what was Rav thinking? Didn't Rav go to high school? I guess the answer is no, but we saw that our Chachmei HaMasor, they knew the fact. So if heat rises, what do you mean Ilah Gova? I have what to say about it, but not this moment, okay? We're going to try to make our Chazal at least, I never claimed that Chazal knew every scientific fact. I don't think Chazal were blessed with prophecy, and therefore they couldn't know what scientists will discover centuries later. But that heat rises, they knew that a long time ago. So the question...
Isn't this equal in this case?
We'll see. We'll go very slow. Okay, so Rashi says, very nice, Tato Govar. Ve'ein achamen martichen es atzonen, elo mavshirim. So if you pour hot into the cold is on the bottom, That's dominant. So you pour hot into cold. The dominant is the cold. So therefore, it's permissible. The way you see a bishul. For lo tzon in the toch, achamin says Rashi, shatachtonim martichim esalyonim the tato govar. We already see a bishul. So says Beis Shammai. That makes a lot of sense. Ubeisil omrim bein chamin the toch atzonin bein tzon the toch achamin mutter. Whoa. Why? Why is Tzolun Tocham and Mutter? Why? What happened to Tato Govar? So it's a very, very important caveat. Hamed Ba'amurim, Bekos. What does the Kos mean, Rashi? Bekos. Such an important Rashi. How do you learn this Rashi? Bekos. V'lishtia kaboyluhu. V'lo nichalei sheichomu harbe. V'od. The cliche in you. What's my obvious question? If you look, what's my question about Rashi before I ask it? What's the question? Yeah?
Why do we need to...
Is Rashi giving us two separate Lashonis? Or is Rashi saying you need both to explain this Gemara? Is Rashi giving us two explanations or one explanation? How do you learn? Rashi giving us two separate explanations, each one independent? Or is Rashi giving us one explanation? Who votes for two? Like the two separate... That was my first response to also. Two separate explanations of Rashi. But now, who votes for one? Only Elias and... it's not clear in Rashi. Yeah?
Wouldn't it have to be Nigami if it was this or?
So you think it should be only one? Okay. What?
No, I thought, maybe I misunderstood the question. I thought that Rashi was giving us two different reasons why it's not
true. Could each one be matter independently?
But they both hold.
You didn't answer my question. Yes or no? Could each of them matter independently?
I don't understand the question.
If I only had the first factor, or only had the second factor, would it be mutter or would it be awesome?
No.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you hold like Ellie. Okay. Without realizing, you hold like there's two people on my side. I wasn't sure myself. I always thought it was two separate instances at first. Then I had second thoughts. I don't know. We'll come to it soon. Good. So the coast, which we'll say it as follows. It's for drinking purpose, you don't want it to be too hot. And or. I like that. And or. I mean, that happens in English, right? And or. And if you need both. Or if you need either. It's a cliche. Keep it in mind. It's an and or. We don't know which one Rashi meant. You can look at other Rashis elsewhere in Shas, we have the V'od, and see what it means. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. Avo Biambati. Even Basil agrees when it comes to Ambati, only hot into cold, but not cold into hot. Gentlemen, what is Ambati in contrast to Kos? Obviously, it can be a double contrast, you know, and or again. Ambati is not meant for drinking, it's meant for what? What's the English word of Ambati?
Bath.
I think in modern Hebrew today they call the bath Ambatcha, am I correct? Am I right? Ambatcha. Keter Ambatcha. There's a bath in it. Okay. And also, presumably, here's a big question, a clearishan. Oh, that's a big question. The biggest question in our sugya is, what is Ambati? Clearishan or clisheni? Because you can have both. You have an Ambati. Remember, we started this year, we mentioned yesterday. Remember the base. Mora says a story. That Ambati was what? A Kli Rishon. Correct. So, at first glance, an Ambati is a Kli Rishon. And a Kos is a Kli Sheni. Great! Super duper. We understand very well the conjunction between the Kos and Ambati. Kos is Klisheni, Ambati is Klirishin. Of course, why did Rashi throw in the additional understanding of what? A Kos is for drinking purposes and Ambati is for bathing. Who cares? So we'll have to see that this is going to be a major dispute. Rashi is not conclusive as to which way of this issue he holds so far. Okay. So therefore, Rabbi Silla is more machu with respect to Ambati with respect to Kos, either because Ambati is Klirishin, or the alternative is that even if it's a Klisheni, we see Tosfos, it's Osir anyway. Why? It's much hotter. It's a bathhouse, it's so much hotter. It's a bath, it's so much hot water. Fine. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Osir. And number of Nachman, Halach Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. Now, we don't exactly know what Rav Shimon Manasseh is going on. Right? You learn the Gemara, can you tell? There have been a whole bunch of statements before. Obviously, the word Oser is in context of the word Mutter. But the word Mutter has been used before. Where was it used before? Mutter was used before Rav Osai. A number of times in the Brisa, we'll call a Reisha and a Seifa. And it's unclear with respect to which Rabbi Shimon ben Asi is answering. We'll see soon. Amar Nachla Moshe ben Manasseh. Sover Rabbi Yosef leMeimar Seifel Arayu Kambati. Tricky. Rashi Oser Afi Lechamin Etoch Tzonei. Oh, so Rashi said Oser. Moshe ben Manasseh Oser. Afilu chamin letov tzonein. He's going on the most recent line. That makes the most sense, right? Explaining Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, because. But Bambati, chamin letov tzonein is okay. And Shimon ben Asher says, no! Chamin letov tzonein is not okay. That's a simple read of Shimon ben Asher. Fine. Seifel kambati, fi afal gav the klisheniu. Whole of a lav lishtia. It's not meant for kabbalu. Ela lerechitza asiri. Denichale shichamu harbe v'gazrinon. So Rashi spells out now a klish. The Gemara thought that a klisheni in the cases of bathing purposes would be like an ambati. So an ambati is presumably a klirishin, and a seif is a klisheni. But no matter, they're both going to be usur. Why? Because they're both for bathing purposes. The water gets very hot. That's Rashi explains. Says the Gemara, Omale Abaye, Toni Rav Chia Seifel, Eino Kambati. Wrong. Eino Kambati. So that makes sense. The Seifel is a klisheni, and Abati is a klirishin. They're not the same. Even though it's meant for washing purposes, we can be make of a klisheni. Says the Gemara. Ulamai the Salik Adata Meikoro. To say about Kambati, that line implies that that's rejected. It's only a Havamir. We'll see soon. The Yom Rav Nachman Halacha B'Shem Rav Menasya. If you put those two together, that Seifel is Kambati, and the B'Shem Rav Menasya says what? Also, what's also? Bein Chamul Atok Tzonon is also. You can't put hot into cold. You can't put cold into hot. Not only in an Kambati, but even with a klisheni. How are you going to ever mix water for bathing purposes? It's going to be impossible to ever mix water for bathing purposes. But you can't take a bath. Because their baths are boiling hot. Now to mix the water. You can't mix the water either way. Ela b'Shabbos, rechitza b'cham and leko. You can never mix water, Rashi. Bitmiyah, adol, Reb Shimon, afilu b'cham and toktson and osur. Lo mashkachas cham and shukmu v'afilu me'er b'Shabbos, shol yutzrich and l'hofig v'sichas. You don't have to mix the waters. You shouldn't get burnt. You can't wash your hands and face in that water. Why not? It's inconceivable, but you can't do it. Because you can't mix the water either direction, according to the combination of Sefer Kambati and Meshima Benassi going on the Sefer. Ends the Gemara, no. Mi Savras. When they thought Sefer Kambati, Mi Savras, Meshima Benassi, are Sefer Koi, are Reisha Koi. What does it mean? What is the Reisha? Ubeis Hillel, Matirin, Bein Chamin, the Toch Tzonon, Bein Tzonon, the Toch Chamin. As we're talking now about the inner coast. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Benasya, Oser Tzonon, the Toch Chamin. That's what he asks. But he agrees that Chamin, the Toch Tzonon, is permissible. Rashi. Misavas of Shimon Asay Vakoy, the Lord Shoritan, the Kamel of Chamel, the Tok Sonon. Vos Eu, Vosser of Chamel, the Tok Sonon. No, Reshakoy. Lishtia. Not talking about bathing, talking about drinking. But Sonon, the Tok Chamel, the Kashar, Basilel. Koosar. Basilel, so you can put water into the coast. Cold water to the hot coast. And Misham, and Shimon Asay says, no. No. Who else said no? Beshamai. Lame Rabbi Shimon Asik, Rabbi Kibbe Shammai. Wait. Hachikama. Lo nechleku be Shammai be Silil be Dover Zeh. They never argued about this. They never argued about it, he claims. Well, that's what he claims. Says the Gemara. The most important lines are coming up yet. The last few lines. Omer Rav Huna bereder Rav Yeshua chazina leila rava lo kopid amana. What does that mean? He wasn't careful about all this stuff. Wasn't careful about this stuff. Or Amaya, different Gersos. B'detani Rabbi Chia knows an Adam Kiton Shotmayim Latoch Sevel Shomayim Ben Chamel Latoch Tzonim Ben Tzonim Latoch Chamel. So apparently he wasn't careful. He allowed all this to happen. Omele Avuna L'Ravashi Dilma Shadi Hosn the Mafsik Kli. Talk about a Sefer, you're talking about You're putting a keto. What's a keto mean? A cup, right? A bottle, a jug. Maybe the only time you can put something into it, we'll assume cliche for the moment, is if it's in a cup. I can take a cup, my tale of woe from yesterday, take a bottle of milk and put it into a cliche filled with hot water from the urn. That is okay. But to take the milk itself without a bottle and to pour it in would perhaps not be okay. Because mystically, Omalei, no. Mare itmar. What does that mean? Mare odam kitlan shomayim lesof sevel shomayim menchanan lesof tzolam etzolam tochamin. So it says mare means you're pouring it in, not that you're putting it into an enclosed container, abosai. Any questions so far? Just went to poshut pshat in the Gemara. Poshut pshat in the Gemara. Now, however, we have to put our minds to Tosfos. And we're not going to go to Ian Rav, because it's going to be too much Ian, but a little bit of Ian in the Tosfos that we have to see. Okay? Nosein Adam Chamal Atov Tzone. Says Tosfos, Afilu Bikli, or Mikli Risho, the Chamal Atov Tzone Einam Avashal, Kemo Shafarish. You could even, this is how the Brisa begins, this is Beishama. Beishama the Machmer agrees, you can take hot water from a Kli Rishon and put it into cold water, presumably because of Tato Agavar. V'lo Tzonen the Tochamin, Afilu B'Kli Sheni. Whoa. According to Tosfos, at this point, no distinction is made between Rishon and Sheni. If it's hot into cold, it's always mutter. If it's cold into hot, it's always asa. One can easily read the braisa that way. No, sin adam chamel tov tzol tzol tov chamel di rabbi shamel. There's no distinction. Krish and sheni, all the same. Why? What's wrong with klisheni? Klisheni mevashel. The gazri be shamai klisheni auto klirishin. That's Tosfos chat. They made a gzeir. Okay, but hot into cold is mutter. Even a klirishin, no distinction. Tosfos yishadim on the side. The little aleph on the side and towards the top of the right. Tosfos yishadim. Oh, nuchaloma des chamin the tochtonen daka beklisheni shara beshamin. Aber beklirishin aser otu tzon on the tochamin. They made a gzeirin. So Tosfos suggests that beshamin would only be matter hot into cold, hot coming from a klisheni. A suggestion. Machlokus in beshamin. Back to Tosfos. Ubeis Hillel Pligi, the Pligi, Visharu Tonu Tochamin, Hainodavka Bikli Shani, Kitakotani Ramur and Bekos, Masha the Bikli Rishon, Modu Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said you cannot pour cold water into hot water, Klishan. Isn't that push it that way? How can you put cold? Of course you can't. You have cooking the water. Of course you can't. Good. Velo Mishim the Savrach Bryce and the Tatar Govak and the Pirish Bekuntris. That's what I thought. The imkain yiksha from the brisa mehocha lemandame log over. Well, Rav do with the brisa, so it can't be that this is dependent upon a law versus tato. The Rav would be against the brisa. Ulemandame tato gover nami hamavashal kidei klipa kamo shafarish lekamav es Hashem. There was a Gemara. Tosfos explains the number of days. The Gemara says the Pesachim. That even if you say Tato Govar, and the hot comes into the cold, and it's all cold, but while the cold is cooling off the hot, at the maker lay, while the cold is maker lay to the up to the top one, guess what happens in the interim? Bala, heat transfer, a little physics, heat transfer. So the cold is cooling off the top, but while this is happening, the klipa, the topmost peel, if you will, of the bottom object is going to have absorption. It's going to be bolei the taste of what came on top, because that much heat there is. So how can you pour hot water into cold water based on tato gavar, which say that it's mevashel kedei klipa? Tosfos at this point is equating what two critical concepts going to be with us for the next whole week. Bishul and blia are the two rabosai, are the two contingent upon each other. In this line, Tosfos says, as the Gemara is Adamekale Bola, it's a Gemara Mefereshes in Pesachim, it's also Mevasha. There can be no Blia without Bishul. Bishul is transfer of taste. So transfer of taste means Blia. This is what Tosfos assumes at this point in time. Elanira, Kemosha Rabbi Natan, Techama Letotzone in Mashma, Shatzonenin Shalmata Merubin, Shederachliten Amuat Bimeruba. So the majority is cold. For lechach ein mevash nacham and amuatim klal. Why? Fishem is arvim betzonin in amarubin um is batal chamim buson. You can't put a small amount of cold into a large amount of hot. But you may put a small amount of hot into a large amount of cold. It gets mixed up and knocks out the heat in 1 second. So what is Tosa saying over here? Don't hack me with Ilo and Tato. Ilo and Tato do not apply in a case of what? No? Unequal amounts. That's what it says. If the bottom is greater in volume than the top, Rav will concede that the bottom is going to win because the majority rules. It's a democracy. A week after election day, so the majority rules. The majority is on the bottom. So it's going to rule even if a law govar. And presumably the other way around is true also. That if the majority on top, it'll win, even though normally tata govar. The tata govar is when they're equal. That's the machlok when they're equal. That's the pashup reading of this Tosfos. Simple reading of the Tosfos. Any questions? If you have questions, just feel free to ask. Just push up shot. Push up shot. Simple shot of them. Now, how far do we go with this idea of following the majority? So there are some who say majority rules. Now, how much of a percentage did the 50, you can win the presidency by 0.7%, right? They had a recount in one state very recently. What was it? Some a while ago, the recount, no? I mean, just now, they had a recount. Someone state, someone was a recount. Minnesota? On and on. The guy won by 0.01%. So what? Majority rules. Is that shot over here? If the majority is 50.1 to 49.9, would it ditch Ilogava and Tatogava? It's hard to know. To know, tells you he's Rove. It's hard to know. The truth is, before we open the Shulchan Aruch, I want to show you just a few more things in the Gemara itself, and then we're going to open the Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look first in the next Tosfos. Avo biambati v'chuli nire tahayambati ayri kagon shehu kli sheni. Whoa! Surprise, surprise! That's not how you and I learned. Maybe that's how I should take that back. That's not how I learned. You learned Abati v'Kli Sheni? After we had an Abati back there, which is a Kli Rishon, true for you, but still. No, it's Kli Sheni. For lo havi kahu Abati d'Eliel, the kama hapikashil niyach pak b'Abati, which was then a Kli Rishon. Here it's a Kli Sheni. How do you know? Look at this deal. B'deklatoni seifel eno kambati. For high save, I'll call her klisheni avada. The klishen of my inner kambati. Ude kavo say, ambati have a klisheni. Whoa, save is not like an ambati, but otherwise they're identical. Namely, they're both klisheni. That's what I would have learned. I think that's how Rashi learned. Save is not like precisely because save is klisheni about his division. That's exactly the point. So Rashi said, Seva's Kambati, even though it's a klisheni, and Abati is not a klisheni. That's the inference of Rashi. And Seifel Eino Kambati, precisely for that reason. Seva's klisheni, Abati's klirish. I mean, that's a push-up shot. And Tosfos says, no, they're both klisheni, and nonetheless, Seva's not like an Abati. Whoa. I wouldn't have said it as a push-up shot. The ode. The Ibi Ambati, Shu klirish and Iri. Lo Havel Minkat Ambati. Ela mecham shehu l'shtia tumi the kos. Whoa, should have said mecham the lashon in the Mishnah. Umi the katoni abati mashma the bekli sheni ayri. No, for also the fluge bekli sheni ben kol shul ishtia leambati for achitza fishacham in harbe, because they use for achitza. Now look at this now. Is it an intrinsic violation, the fact that it's chamin harbe? He says to us, no. No. The ika lemigzer d'haroa osan chamin kolkach sovur declarationu. Just if you make a mistake, nothing intrinsically wrong with using the abati as a cliche, it's just going to make a mistake. Uvmastis and the knocker b'mechem shurishin lo yitin l'sochomayim have a mitzil meimar b'yambati shurishedi lo yitin l'sochomayim ademastis and mayar b'shtia umathli b'mechem l'kos. They're not going to get involved in baths, in a bath. Ad kan the chiddush of Tosfos. Rashi, who agrees with me that Rashi does not hold like Tosfos? Rashi holds abati as a cliche. Has to be, no? Has to be. Because you may not trust me. I don't blame you for not trusting me. Let's turn to the Ran, because the Ran discusses this question: what is an abad? Beferish. Rashi is kamat beferish. I have to say it's kamat beferish. The Rashi holds abad as a clearishin, but the Ran spells it out. And I apologize again. I don't have the numbers for the new Ran that I didn't have it at home. The Ran is page Nun Ches, the first words in our print. It's Yud Testament Beis, end of Tonu, in the old ones. Alo Bambati Shehu Kli Rishon. There you go. Black on white. Black on white. The first words on the page. It's considered to be talking about a Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon. The matter of the Kli Rishon. That's all. So let's finish up the Ram while we're at it. Klo ma'ashach shemut al-aretz me'abati b'chamet shavol l'toch ha'mayim tzonanim shebekli achad d'irik l'klirishin lo choshev lo k'klirishin klo shu nishpach l'toch ha'tzonen. You hear what's going on? If you don't say irik l'klirishin, it's k'klirishin. That's a chiddush. The Rebbe Ben Tam said that you do say it. We'll see soon. V'lo tzonan l'toch ha'min klo ma'ashach afilu l'itein l'toch ha'mayim tzonanim harbei is not allowed. She'ain ol alav shiro. The yaf al gav the b'meichem tam b'mas nisim. She knows the tocho gadeh alav shiro. At Abaye's pshat. Hani mili meichem. She'en ucham b'yose. Al b'ambati mitoch she'makpidin harbi al chomo. Oshubo afilu hefsher. Kei nirali. You're afraid to allow a guy to pour in a lot of cold water into a bath since you want it to be hotter. You're afraid you'll miscalculate. And after all is said and done, the sach hakol, the sum total of the water is going to be yad soles. Let me do over nisa daraisa by pouring cold water into a clearishin. It reaches yad soles bo. Either Gemara is matirit back on Amud Beis, quote Abaye. There it's not discussing a washing station, but a drinking station. A drinking station not so hot, so we have a right to assume we're going to get it right and put in enough cold water so that the sum total will not be out so let us bow. When it comes to a bath, it's too hot, too afraid to take a chance. Ad kan the run. Ad kan the run. Fine. Ad kan the run. So far, so good? Any questions? Okay, so far, so good. Now we have just one more question in terms of Pasha Pshat before we move away from the sugya for a little while. And that is, Rabbi Osai, L'maskonas ha-gemara. What is the maskonas ha-gemara? Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Oser, V'aloch Rabbi Shimon ben Asya. Is he going on the Reisha, or is he going on the Seifa? A little tricky, no? A little tricky. A little tricky. It could have nafkaminas halacha lemaisa. There could be differences lemaisa between these two possibilities. Anybody, how'd you learn? The best place to see is the rush I asked you to see. The first rush that I asked you to look at discusses this quite clearly. Rush Simon Tezvov, where he analyzes the view of the Rif. Now again, we skipped over for the moment the Bishlach HaFil. Maybe we'll come back a little bit later today if we can. But when the first two, the rush, Simon Tezvov. In this print, it's page Lamed Beis. Rush quotes the entire Gemara and then he quotes the Rif with a small kuf. Is that much with a small kuf? You can't miss the small kuf of the Korban Asana. Kosa Rav Alfazal, the Maskana the Shmait in the Hilchosuk of Hillel, the Ka'ama Amar Rav Huna Bered the Rav Yehoshua Chazina the Rabba the Lokabar Amana, with the Tani Rav Yechia Maram Kidon Shomayim the Toch Sefer Shomayim Ben Tzona the Chama the Chama Toch Tzona, the Sovar. The af the fiyah maskana, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, our reisha koi. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya is going on the reisha, and therefore, what does he say? In effect, he's saying this never was a machlokas by Shabbat Mesil. Upasak, I think what I said was correct. I'm not sure. Upasak halacha kibes hillel der matir bekos av tzol in the tochamin. The Rif rejects that. We follow Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, and as it's recorded in the original text. This is the Shita Sarif. This is the Shita Sarif. Very nice. Shita Sarif. Tava Metzina Lukmi Piska de Rav Nachman. We could have accepted Rav Nachman. Ula Faresh Chazina de Rava de Lokapa da Sefel Umatir Laros Bein Tzonein Letol Chamen Bein Chamen Letol Tzonein Midatoni Rabbi Chia knows Nodal Matchid and Shomayim to Rasev and Shomayim, but also Lafukim and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Shimon Menasya Seifakoi, Kipashta de Brisa. The Poshup Shad is that he's going on the Seifa. I, the Gemara, was forced to twist itself into a pretzel and say he's going on the Resha. What forced the Gemara to that pretzel? What? Three words. Two, three, or four, I'm going to say. See the next line. Ulesvara the Rav Yosef, the Avabor, the Meimar, Seifel Hareo Kambati. Oh, if you say Seifel Kambati, then Hutzrach Litchok, the Gemara was forced to turn itself into a pretzel. Velomar, Rav Shimon Menasya Reishakoi, which is a big dochak in the Pashup Shah. Avala Maskana de Shmaita, Rav Shimon Menasya Seifakoi, Valochak Rav Shimon Menasya, the Oser Biambati Chamel Letoch Tzonin. That would be a very nice way out. The Pasuk Rav Shimon Menasya. There's the other view, the view that the Rif chose, presumably not to follow for the technical reasons that were discussed and I found in the last few lines, which we're not going to go into right now. So Machloikas Rav also had a Pasuk in the Shaila. Machloikas. Maybe someone should make a chart for tomorrow. This is Suki requires a chart. I wrote one downstairs, but I left it on my desk. A little chart, just to give you a little bit of clarity what's happening over here. We'll see soon. Atkan, Rabbo say, a quick glimpse at the Gemara, Tosfos, a little run against Tosfos, a little rush to how the Rif Paskins, just basics. Any questions? Just on the, just, you didn't say anything yet, but just went to basics. Okay. Now that we've gone through the very basics, we should open the Mishnah Berurah and see what he says. Because although we're skipping many steps, the Mishnah Berurah is helpful in getting us our groundings. We should get our groundings over here. Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis is our Gemara we learned today. Ambati, Pirish Klisha Rochitzbo, Shel Merchutz, Shimalea Maim Chamin, skip Ramoch for the moment. Everyone see? Ein Nostal Maim Tzonein. You can't put cold water into a bath which is full of boiling hot water. Shemechamimon Harbe. We'll get very hot. I will know say no me mayim chamin shem bezeh ambati l'tok ambati acher shel tzonin. Quotes the Gemara. The Rambam quoted it too. Pashup shah. Very nice. Now Rabosai, we have to go slowly in Mishnah Berurah. Very slow. Let's eat it together. Malayah Mayim Chamin, Fafilu B'chamin Tveri Yosef, Litan Tzonin Mabat Yishum Shechus Min HaMayim Latocha, that's the Gemara Memo Mabes, and the Tzorek Litol B'Ambati B'chli Sheni, Fachgai Yine Mayim Latocha, Fafilu Mayim Tzonin Mu'ata Min HaChamin, as we'll see later in your base. Fine. Ayinvo, Av Bishu Kli Sheni, we didn't read that. Where'd that sneak in over here? Who put that in? Mi Uzeh V'Ezehu! Put those words into the Shulchan. What's his name? The Ramah put this in. Of course, the Ramah. Ashkenazi. Quotes Tosfos, the Rosh, the Tur, Ashkenazi. Does the Ramah, does the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan's calling the Ramah verbatim. Does the Ramah hold for this? If you are an expert in Maimonidean studies, read the Ramah. What would you say about this? Does the Rambam say about this cliche or clirishin? Just take the Shulchan Aruch without Rambam, it's quoting the Rambam verbatim. I would have said clirishin. I think that's what Rashi learns about this clirishin. Tosfos says it's cliche. Okay, the Rambam follows Tosfos. Let's go slow. I involve. Afa pishu cliche, the kevan shayne rechitza, mistama chimamon harbe, umizbashim atzonin shemiz arbe bahem. Afal pisham batu klisheni. Whoa, tour. Is this the same as Tosfos, or is this different than Tosfos? Tosfos also has a klisheni. The tour and Tosfos seem to have the same bottom line, but for the same reason, yes or no? What was Tosfos' reason that's a klisheni, and what's the tour's reason? Guys, you gotta wake up. What's the Tosfos reason? What's the Torah's reason? Who wants to answer? Raise a hand. What's yes? Only a Xera. You mix up with a Klirishin. What's the Torah's reason? Right? I'd say also with the rice. It's very hot. Also with the rice. I cliche any mavasho. That's a normal use in the kitchen, or even a normal use in which it doesn't get too hot. Remember, they were discussing the Chamei Tveria. But a regular ambati, which is on the fire, not in Chamei Tveria, is so hot that even though it's klisheni, it's mevashel. That means that klisheni mevashel is not an absolute, totally, completely, 100% accurate statement. Well, we know that from before, right? Kulis ispin and that stuff according to the Rabbeinatan. So here too we have a case where klisheni would be mevashel in certain limited circumstances of ambati. It's according to the Ramah, based on Tosfos. Fine. Says the Mechaber, Ein nosten lo mayim tzonen. You cannot put in cold water into a bath. Says Meshavur Ayin Zayin. Ayin b'achronim. Shekos. Didavka mayim u'otim. She'evshar. She'izbashlushar. Avlim nosen harbe kolkach. At shachamen nasin poshem adezeh shari ukemo lekamei sof sifyid beis. Really? Klirishin too, or just klisheni? It's tricky because there are the mechaba b'pshut is only talking about a klirishin. See, cases to end. V'nira de moya ambati klirishin, which many, many poskim hold. Yeshlochos Adasa Radim and Yeruchim Shekosvu, to be Ambati, Osir, Litan, Afilatson, and Merubin. And the Klirishin came and put a lot of cold water. We're afraid to make a mistake, or it'll heat up. Kufay and Sharatir. To be Klisheni, Yeshlismok, Mazel, Rashi, Varan, Shemaphoshim, Dagamara, Mari, Beklirishin. Ran said it Beferish, Rashi was just about Beferish, and Sharatir quotes it. True, the Ramah rejects it. Ramah's pshat amabishu klisheni. But in a limited case, you can rely upon Rashi and the Ran. Fine. Ayin ches mishne brura. The mechabes have a no senu mi mayim chamim bambati l'toch ambati shel tzor. We call this irui. Hot into cold. Mishne brura. Vafilu mamabati kli rishin. Muto laros l'toch mayim tzonin. What? What? Im heim merubin al achamin. Based upon Tosis. I have a gab to also laris al tabnus if yud. Davik ikli rishon. Zel davka gav a gush. Aval hocha shayni. Shem is arvin achamim im atzonein. Um is batal chamimusun kevin shatzonein merubin. What's he saying over here? You can't pour water on hot, excuse me, on cold, solid surfaces. Not allowed. Sifyut. But you may pour out water into what? Into a cold bucket of water. Why? It's going to become batal. Batal barov. It's on merubin. Pashup pshat, just going pashup pshat. Here's the next chiddush nifla v'ner of the Magen Avraham. It's so amazing that everyone disagrees with him. What is it? What is it? V'liten chatichas baser roseach l'toch rotev sonein aser. To put hot meat into cold soup aser. Why? The kevan she'ena misarev mevashel kadei klipa. Since the meat is not mixed in with the soup, it stays separate. It's going to cause a bishul, what we call in our language a kadei klipa. That's what we said before, there's a demekali bola for a kadei klipa. So the closest klipa to the piece of meat in the soup is going to become cooked. Wow. 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 Is he right? Sharatzian says that the base mayor and Nishmas Adam say no. The Magen Avraham is wrong. He's wrong. Why is he wrong? Why is he wrong? He's wrong because true, the meat is a salad, but the meat is hot. You're worried about the liquid soup, which is cold. What do you mean? Kevan she'enu misarev. It is too misarev. Whatever heat comes out of the meat is misarev in the cold soup. So we shouldn't apply the principle of Iri Mevashel over here. What's he saying in effect, the other poskim? Iri Mevashel, if you're pouring onto a salad. So I pour a salad, a liquid onto a salad, zap, take that, zap. It causes at least a kalipa's worth of bishul, according to many Rishon. But if I'm pouring something into liquid, I don't care if I'm pouring liquid into liquid, or I'm pouring salad into liquid, I don't care. The salad, ain't bishul like a bishul by salad. Don't worry about the liquid. The liquid, doesn't matter if you put solid into it or liquid into it. That liquid's not going to be cooked. They don't understand the Magen Avraham. If we do not apply these chumas in the case of misarev, then why should we apply it in a case in which you put a piece of meat, hot meat, into some cold soup? Shouldn't apply. They argue with the Magen Avraham and say he's wrong. They say he's wrong. Now, we should look for a moment in the beer halacha here as well. Take a look. Avol no say. Avol. We read the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Zayin, who said you cannot put cold into hot. Why? Small amount, but a large amount we thought would be okay. But the Klirishin, Mishnah Berurah wasn't sure. B'alacha. Avo no said I Mr. Brewer in Hey Ruben Alachamin. Kein Mashma Bemogan Avra. Majority rules. Venirali. Catch this now. Dim ato ein hayad, so let us for hand. Bottom line. You mix the waters and it's not too hot to touch. Afilu lohoya betchila amayim tzon in the merubin kolkach. Gam kein shari. True, Tosfos used the word merubin. Dabar ahoven abtu. Tichshe merubin oz mizbat al chamimu shalei hachamim. Avalem eira shlohoyu hachamim chamim kolkach. V'nasu poshin. Shlohoya de harbim amayim tzon, even though that's the majority. That's barely above the atzoletis line. Throw in even a minority of cold water that kicks it beneath that red line. Gam kein shari. Teda. Tafilu betzon in the toch chamin mashal b'gemara. Tamei merubin kolkach. Sheeshan k'lahav shir gam kein shari. Chimash ha'golet b'samach. It's based in the gemara. Abaye said so. And I'm memalaf from the base. So according to the bi'alacha rabos, it all depends on one and one fact only. The sum total of the water. Is it yatzalet espo or not yatzalet espo? If it is, it's us. If it's not, it's mut. That's the impression that's conveyed over here so far. Rabosai is all talking about a what? Water for a bath. It's all talking about water for a bath. What about drinking water? Drinking water is your base. Okay, we saw the word drinking water is contrasted. Meicham, let's just please. Meicham shapina mimenu mayim chamin mutolita lesocho mayim tzonein. Ramo added a word. Merubin. Kidei lav shiran. What happened over here? Whose pshat is this? Rabbi, you have Ada or Abaye? Rabbi, say a little memory here. Is Rav Ada speaking? You emptied out all the water. Is that Rav Ada or Tabaye? No. It's Rav Ada. Rav Ada said that you removed all the water from the kettle. So far, we haven't seen Abaye hasn't made the cut so far. Hold on. Umutolotzuk ma'im chamel atoch ma'im tzonin atzon atoch achamin. For who? Shelo yubikli rishon mipnei shemischamemin harbe. But you get an impression, klisheni, everything goes. Pashup shat the gemar. Ramo. Vim hamayim merubin kokach sheyev shoshi yizbashlu rak shefigu tzinasa. There's so much cold water coming in. Afilu bikli rishon shari. You can pour cold into hot as long as you put in so much that it's not going to ever get hot. Who said this? Abaye. The Ramah quotes Abaye. The Mechaber quotes Rav Ada. Are they arguing the halacha? We're not sure yet. Both pshatim in the Gemara quoted in the Sif, Sif Yubeis. The Mechaber quotes Rav Ada's pshat, and the Ramah quotes Abaye's pshat. I mean, this is the simple read of this Sif and Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Right? Pay Aleph. The Mechaber said, "Umutalotzuk ma'im chamin l'toch ma'im tzonin or tzonin toch chamin." Not in a klirishim. So it's a klishen. It says in Mishabura Pay Aleph, "Uvishnein afilu amayim tzonin muatim shadayin atzoletes ben achataroves gam kein shori kaven shehu b'klisheni." Kaimalon, the cliche and Mavashik and Leel Siftes. Whoa! The Mishnah Berurah Paskins. That in this case, even if the majority, when all the waters get mixed in, it's still Yatzo lettuce bowl, it's still Mutter and the Klisheni. Major Chiddush. You might have thought not that way. The Mishnah Berurah says no. As long as it's not. As long as it doesn't reach out, even if it reaches out to let us vote, as long as it's in the klisheni ain't a mevashel. That's all. But in a Kli Rishon, disaster. Paybegs. For sure. Also, lots of talk about that's Mamish Bishul Darais. For what then? The Asur Laros Mehem L'toch Mayim Tzor in the Muwatin She is Bashlu Al Yadam. You can't pour the hot water onto the cold water in a case of Bishul can be called Irui. Irui is prohibited in this kind of a case. So it says. So it says. If you look at the Sharas here, look at the Bialacha, maybe we'll find some relief. Again, Rabbi Ol says Pashup Shah. Bialacha says Shebezeh, if it's klisheni, the taz is matter no matter what. I don't care how it gets. Primogodim efakpek bozel adasatur. Maybe there's someone who argues and says, no, even in klisheni, it's going to be a problem. Fine. Rabosa, just briefly, the next bialacha. We can't go into all details, but it's very important to hear this right now. As Tosa said, we saw Tosa beferish. You can't pour what? You can't pour hot into cold if there's too much hot. Taz is mekel even if there's much more hot than cold. Against the Rambam. The Beis Meir is a long arichas, so the Tur is Mekil, and the Rashba, and the Ran. Why? Irikulikulirishin. We paskin, did we see Suf Yud? Let's take a quick look back for a second. Aser Litein Tavlin Bikara Ulara Salem Mishmi Klirishin is Irikulikulirishin. We paskin like a Benetam. Irikulikulirishin against the Rashba. Sakanis be Mutter. Look at it, says a chiddush gadol ma'o, the tama, the bialacha. To loch zelo choshev irui, kevin she misarvim zebezeh. The only time we ever say irui is a problem, you're pouring liquid onto solid. You pour liquid into liquid, it all gets mixed in. No concept of irui. But he's afraid to go against Tosus, the Shabbat Darais. He's afraid. Too chancy, too risky. But the Yevet, after it's done, the Rashba, the Ran, Amatir. It talks about coffee and tea at the end of the year. They make a concentrate, Chozak Mo Batamo, and on Shabbos they pour in hot water, a lot of hot water, into it. Well, that's a different Svara. Ein bishul achar bishul bedavol ach. That in combination with this idea of ein irui when a misarvim is enough to put it over the top, at least b'di'evit, atka. Okay, this is all to keep in your memory box. Rabosai, we've just gone through it very briefly. These are some of the highlights in the sugyas of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni with respect to water for heating, with respect to water for bathing. We did see, though, that's a very, very important thing that we did see, is that Tosfos Asid Kli Sheni only Mishum Gzeira. Whereas the Tur, who quoted the Tur? Mishnah Berurah. Where is it? Remind me. Oh, yeah, Ayin Vav. He says it's misbashna matzona misarvim afbishim abadu klisheni tur. Oh boy, the real din. The question going to become, Rabbi Sai, can we be real? Can we be frank? Can we, you know, look at the truth? You have a cup, not a bath. We don't take baths on Shabbos. Not no gets baths anymore. But a cup of water we certainly can't have. Just imagine the following case. I have a cup of hot water straight from the kettle. I put it into a, from the kettle into my cup. The thing is mamash 180 degrees. Very, very hot. Now, it's just a little bit too hot for me. I want it to get that 170. What do? I take a teaspoon of cold water from the sink, and I put that teaspoon into this 180 degree klisheni. What do you think is going to happen? What is going to happen? You put a little half a teaspoon of cold water into 180 degree water straight out of the urn. What's going to happen? What's the net result going to be of this whole story? Maybe go down a couple of degrees. It'll certainly be very, very, very hot. Now, why is that mutter? In an ambati, these according to the tour, it's also maybe even d'oraisa. So, if I have a kos, if the water is hot enough, it should be awesome anyway. Who cares if it's for drinking purposes? Should be d'oraisa. What is going on over here? Who asked this kasha? The Rashba is a kasha. We have all said, turn to the Rashba. It's in the your folder. Rashba here is on page 42 and 3. The Rebbe said we're going to use the Rashba to have a little chazar. But we're going to chazar the sugya by reading the Rashba. Have you with me so far? Page 42, column 1, it says no saying, about a third of the way down the column. The line starts as bold print, no saying. Not so bold in this edition, but okay. No saying, Adam Chamin Tok Tzonein, Avalot Tzonein Tok Chamin. Pirish Rashi, Hatog Gova, Eina Mechuba. Parakeet said, so in the plea, you have built to Rav Shmuel, Chadamat Tatoga, Vachamai Logova, Losve, Mehola Mandami Logova, to be against Rav, Tosis Kasha. The old, to a few Mandami Tatoga, Moda de Clay Klipa Osir, that the Makarle Tatoli law, Mivla Bola Gemara. In Cana, a few Chamel Tok Tsonain, Herve Vashel Kade Klipa Vilitzer, Tosis the second Kasha. Ella Vare Nira. Look at what the Rashba says. The b'mayim she'mis arvin elu l'toch elu leko l'meimar b'ho tato v'ilo'o. The concept of tato and ilo'o do not apply if things get mixed in. It's only if it's hot on cold or cold when it's a solid. With the two liquids, you do not apply tato v'ilo'o. Two solids you do. One liquid, one solid also. That's a sugar of a set of psachim. We have to, the couple of psachim sugars I asked you to see in the Makaris. We'll see later on, not this minute. Uvetosis Pirshu, this is Rabbi Natav. Shederech ha-mara shedosin mu'ata tok amruba. Hilka chamen mu'atan tok tzon amruba na'im ben koach bish levasho. Abel tzonin mu'atan tok macham amruba misbashlin. V'gam ze eino mechuvar b'yenai. Tok ha-stomach atoni. Losh the Merubin, losh the Muatan. Period. It will matter no matter what. She doesn't like Rabbi Natan. He says, there's no Irui. Is this intimate? Chame Muatan, Matok Tzon and Merubin has no Koch Levashel. Why? Because it all gets mixed in. That Tosa Shita. What's the Rashba's own Shita? It's Chazer again. Nothing to do with the law and tato. So what does it have to do with? What's going on? Let's continue the Rashba. Utoch hakos afilatoch mechem regilus ulas eston and harbe telahav shem ibnei shehen. Next column. Asuyon the shtia. The Rashba chiddush. Top one, very important. Ve'ein adam shoseh chamin gemurim ela poshrin. You don't drink hot liquids. Rabosai. The whole world is upset with this Rashba because today people drink very, very hot tea. Very hot tea. Who likes to drink very hot tea here? You take the water from the urn. right? On Shabbos. And you put in, let's say, you have some either instant tea or tea essence, whatever you're using to make the tea. We'll go into the details now. And you drink the tea. How hot is it? Could you just drink it like this? It'd kill you. It would kill you. What do? Sip, 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 sip. On both sides. Is sipping called drinking? It seems to me, I said it on my own. I found out Rabbi Yoshev said it. And I'm Shlomo Zalman. I think that's in that same Shavuos Yitzchak. We don't take into account sipping. You can't sip Yad Saletus Bo liquids. Yes, Ben.
Isn't this Rashi?
I'm
sorry. The first reason that Kos is different.
Right. What do you mean from Rashi? Rashi said it. Correct. Rashi basically said it. You don't drink Yad Saletus water. Of course, the question is, did they sip tea in those days? In other words, if they sipped Yad Saletus water, so then the same problem is going to exist. Maybe those that didn't sip. Who has time for this shtus? Pitel Torah. They say the stipler, I read his biography, the stipler, he didn't bother waiting around for the soup to cool, you know, to have sip, you know, with a spoon, with a blow, with a sip. He had no time. He sat and learned till the soup cooled down. Then he came in, don't tell anybody. He was every second counted by him. That's it, became the God of Ador. Don't try it in your house this Friday night, please. Don't you dare. Don't come bring a tightness to me. What, don't they teach you manners in school? Yeah, I'm sorry.
A Rebbetzal eats the coffee grounds raw without putting in hot water.
He eats coffee grounds raw?
Yeah, just the powder. Without, just the instant coffee without mixing in the water because he also doesn't want to waste time.
In other words, he'll take this and then drink the water.
Stop.
No water. I say more time. I don't have hot water, I don't have coffee. I say more time. What's he gaining? I don't see what he's gaining. What's caffeine keep him awake? I don't get it. Okay. If he likes it, he likes it. Everyone's having it. There's an expression in Hebrew. Al tam v'al reach ein l'tvakeach. Rabbi Levinson likes coffee grounds. Call a kavod. Yeah. Is that really true?
It's not a concept, though.
They say, my mother said, you got to blow on it. You really, what is gaining? I mean, I do it as a matter of tradition. But it really makes that much of a difference. You blow on it. I'm just, I never really.
If it's Yad Saletus, automatically it's got to be Lashon Saletus, right?
Good question. Now, some of it's so hot you burn your tongue. Once in a while, I get hot soup in the house. Whoa! Even hot foods can burn your tongue. Ever happened to you? Hot salads. You can mamish burn your tongue. Woo! Then it's when you burn your tongue, that means you wake up the next morning and you still feel it. Ever happened to you on Shabbos, wife? Whoa! That's nichveks. You burned your tongue. I don't know what kind of, I won't call that salad for that, but it is a kind of a, if you feel it a few hours later, that means something happened over there. But that's been the evidence. Does anybody on purpose eat or drink so hot knowing you're going to burn your tongue in advance? No one does that. We're not Harry Carey over here. We're not trying to do things which are going to be injurious. We're not masochists. We try to aim to have it hot, but not too hot to burn our tongues. So what you suggest, if I sip soup or I sip tea, why is my tongue getting burned? It's a good question. So what's the answer? No.
The rest of the cup is that hot.
So the rest of the cup is mamish, off the charts hot. As it comes into your mouth, it's such a small amount, it's going to, the air around it, blowing on it, blowing. Okay. You all have to blow, because it's a Besorah, Torah, Simech, you have to blow. And it makes sense, because we're saying that the rest of the cup is off the charts hot. The drop that comes out, cooled off because it's surrounded by everything else, the air, the body, the this, the that. You blow on it, that's surrounded you. Take this, and that. You know, the poor little, what do we call it, CC. You take out 1 cc, a 30th of an ounce, right? And it comes into your, it's coming out of the cup or into a spoon. Say, take that. So you keep sucking with your blowing at it, it cools it down. So that little bit is cooled down. I think, if you ask me, that blowing makes sense if you're blowing on a spoon. In other words, you take soup, not a tea. You take soup, you take it out and put it into a spoon. Right away, this poor little spoon, Nebuch, it's being buffeted by the elements. Cold metal underneath it. Room temperature air on top of it. Then this big guy goes, and it blows on it. Nebuch, Rachmanis. He's trying to maintain its heat, and it gets smashed from all sides. So, in that combination of factors, till I get into my mouth, if I do a good job, it'll get beneath the point of lashon soledes, but I won't burn my tongue. Right? I don't drink tea. But those of you that do, you blow it on it while it's in the cup? It helps?
I think it blows to remove the hot steam on top. It's coming up, instead of, so it doesn't go to your face.
Yeah. When you take a cup of tea, and you I don't drink hot, I'm not used to drinking hot from cups. I have no way to measure this. And you start blowing. What's that going to do? The water's always intermingling. How's the blowing going to help? Yeah?
It turns out that if you blow on it, this vapor on it pop up the liquid.
Oh, there you go. Effie, a scientist, yeah?
It allows more heat to escape, but it's more effective if you blow on the other spoon.
Ah, Broshikivati to the internet. Okay, so the way it works, gets rid of the vapor, allows the heat to escape. I wonder how effective that really is scientifically. But okay, if you have numbers, I'd like to know. But no one did any thermometer. It worked, but no one did any thermometer stuff. Okay, good. I wonder how one would come out. Food thermometer. Anyway. Okay, weiter. This is very important. The facts are the most important thing. Gotta get the facts right. Watch this. So, you don't drink chamor l'poshim, as the Gedolim said, when you sip it, doesn't count. And as the Talmidim say, you know, it doesn't count, because when you sip it, by definition, you're cooling it off by getting rid of the vapor, by putting it in a spoon, whatever it is. Sipping doesn't count for whatever reason, because you're not burning your tongue. V'havel el misni hocha. Sonen l'sochamin k'deshi chamu osur. U'k'del avshirin mutter. Again. Here it says, stomach atani. The tocha kos, right? You put in sone, and you want it to cool down, because a person doesn't drink cham and gemurin. But that's wrong, because we just said now. You want it to be hot, and you'll cool it down, but you're blowing and sipping. If they blew and sipped in Rashba's time, then this sentence is not really so compelling. Anyway, Elanira, the Kalim Elu Ben Kos Ben Abati V'Sevel Kulan Klisheni Hey, all Klisheni. V'Chein Pirshu Agon Himzal V'Chein Kotzel V'Ram Bamzal. That's a big question. Ram holds that way or not? Not so clear at all. If you look at footnote 326, it's a Machloikus. Magad Mishnah Kesef Mishnah. Is it Klirishin or Klisheni? And the Kesef Mishnah holds is Kli Rishon, and that's a passage in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see soon. Lochinami mak shmash, and midakshinu lekamon, el Rav Nachman, v'chitza b'chama mileko, v'yi yiso mashkachas la b'kli sheni? Hey, what's the problem with a kli sheni? V'yaf al pi di abati li el gabi uvda d'rav Rebbe Mashmer the kli rishon, u medom le tul b'kli sheni v'tein, abati l'kli sheni like Tosfos. Here we go again. You don't jump into a bath of yad soledes by water. Here both sides. How hot is the bath that you go into? Anyone ever take a thermometer to the bath? Guys, by a show of hands, whoever takes a bath? Wow. Cover Shabbos, I assume. You're better than me? Your mom is taking baths to cover Shabbos? When I was a child, I was trained to take a bath to cover Shabbos. But when I got a little bit older, I have no time for these things. We take showers, okay? But some people still take baths to cover Shabbos, and more power to them. That's always the original tradition. Take a bath. From my youth, I remember, it's been a long time, that when the bath would be made with very, very hot water, It mixed it with some cold, but it had to be very hot. If it made it lukewarm, it was just would cool off, because it always going to cool off. And I would put my finger, can I go in? Can I go in? I put mixed with hot water, with cold water. Now you guys still doing it? Still, nothing's changed, huh? There's no automatic solution. Set it for X, and it comes up with a computer. It's exactly that number of degrees. Are there digital, computerized, forces that give you exact, do they exist? That's what it is somewhere. In your private house, what? Uh-huh. Where? Hot tubs. You can set it for 120 degrees?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, but a hot tub. Who owns a hot tub? So in your hot tub, is there a digital setting?
Yeah.
How hot do you go in your hot tub?
I never use it.
Never use it?
Usually it's like
120?
Very, very hot.
Very, very hot. So, I guess that's part of the geschmack. Ah, geschmack.
I know for sure it's at least 110.
At least 110. Geschmack. The Rashba says, Ein adam rochets b'chamin shu mesalid behen. By definition, you're going to go into the thing and have to jump right out. Like you got to get it as hot as you can take it. Right? It's like almost as hot as you can take it. So you can't, so how hot can you take it? You can take it, but you're stirred 110, maybe 120. Get an impression that above that would be considered to be what? Yeah, so let us know. Who did the homework on my water from the sun? I asked them to give me a homework for a sermon today. How hot can water get in the sun? No one came back to me. You get an impression from all this that the yad so let us know is not so high. From the, when you go home, I want to know how hot they get the biggest macho guy in the house, or maybe lady, they probably have a better, the biggest macho can handle the hot water in the hot tub. I want to know what the number is, okay? And we have to find out from the internet how hot the water can get into the sun. I don't even get that hot. They say in the sun things get very, very hot. As soon as you go on a date, some people have car thermometers, you know? So the car thermometers say, oh, it's a hot day in the summer, it's 100 degrees. 100 degrees is in the shade. But if the sun is, coming down, you can get much hotter than that. Right? But I don't know how much hotter. Yes?
Do you have to define by amount of chamah? But by whatever would heat up in the chamah? Does it have to be...
Didn't the Gemara say there's a dispute concerning water which is being heated by the sun? That means that there has to be a set that includes these two criteria. Water heated up by the sun, water yatzaletis. Because now there's nothing to talk about. So therefore, as hot as it can get in the sun, the hottest must be at least Yatzaletis, well, if not higher. So I want to know how hot can it get in the sun. I need your help, guys. By tomorrow, I need to know an answer. And you'll be the answer by your hot tub. The two may actually come together. They may be, but it's going to be much, much lower than our Moshe Shia. 160, much lower. I will have tea at 170. No, they start sipping and blowing, and then by the time it gets into their mouth, it's much less. And we should find this should be able to find out again on your internet. When you burn your tongue, right? Burn your tongue. How hot was that soup that you burned your tongue in? How hot was it? There must be a way to find these things out. Everyone burns his tongue once in a while on a piece of hot chicken or a hot potato or a hot soup or hot something. How hot must it be that, an hour later or 2 hours later or maybe the next morning you still feel, ooh. Feels a little strange over there. It's happened to all of us, right? Made a miscalculation. So how hot is that? That's what I want to know. Okay, I give you a homework assignment. Let's go back to it. I haven't gotten to my main point in the Rashba, because every little word here is gold. V'chokhi perushe. No sein odom chamen kol shein letok tzonen. Lefi shehein miskarin b'iruyon u'misarvin mamish toch atzonen v'yein koach am levashem. It all mixes in, can't get cooked. Fafilu beboin be klirishin. You pour from hot from klirishin, still won't get cooked. The intim saloma ve'alma de iri klirishin ki klirishin. Hani mi li gon shemar al gabi tavlin v'chayotze ben she'ein chamen misarven besochon ela makin alein trrr, bang v'kiluach u'mavashle avo mayim b'mayim she'ein misarven mamish besochatzonein ve'ein v'ayim koch levashel adarabba. Kol shem no flamem it's done in it. This is what we saw on the Ran. For kol shken hacha b'kli sheni shenim evashel. So you're pouring hot into cold. It's not going to cook. Avolt son in the tocham and asur mishum the gazer beshame klisheni ota klirishin. How will the efshar the asur be klirishin lidei isura the oraisa? Next page 43. The klirishin mevashim. So you can't put cold into hot lest you come to an isur the oraisa. Beisila matir and afila betzon and tocham. Why the klisheni eno mevashim? Vafilu no send the tocho tsonin muatin, they boil the tochan, they bishul, they hefsher. Pile ployim. What is he talking about? I take 1/2 teaspoon of cold water, put it into boiling water in a klisheni, it's only going to come to hefsher? What are you talking about? It's not true physically. We'll see soon. Vahar the tonu masnis and aval no send the tocho, the tocha kos, because they have shirim and fashina love the gemara. Avon nosen the socho mayim ruben gadav shiran. Mishum mechem udamina. That's for the klirishim. Avon bekos, kos shutos in the socho hayin olav shiran. No matter what. No matter what. No matter what. No matter what. Avon beambati. Sh'om dim l'rechitza. Mechamem em harbe. V'hilkach. Son l'tochamin also the olam even a klisheni shei evshel lavoli de hefsher ali de bishul v'afil nasan v'abatik de miluo v'afal pishu klisheni u'bi'amen emavashel hocha shiny v'shadarkan l'chamamon yosef midai v'seifel kayosef olamai de havisav le rav yosef meikara. Yes, ala maskona lo v'tonu rabbechia zeilen ena kambati. The mayim shall be seifel einam chamin kol kach ve'einam ala kakos. Now watch this. Now watch what we say. This is bracketed. Rabosai, wake up. V'hoa lo klisheniu la'ol amuter she'eno bo bahen. Excuse me. She'eno bo ela de hefsher. Catch this now. Va'filu hayu. This is the most incredible Rashi we've seen all year. Vafilu ayu mayim shiat soledes panachas in esarvu tzon in the sochon, which is the obvious fact. Take a tiny drop of cold water and put it into boiling water. Klisheni, it's going to be hot. The sum total is going to be hot. The rabbi has soledes bo. This next line and a half is to me absolutely incredible. Eino machmas hatzonin shabo or shavu liyo shiat soledes ella. Machmas Rishonim Shalom Nitzdanim. This is mind games. The Rashba said that when I pour a little bit of cold water into a lot of hot water into a klisheni, and the whole sum total is above Yatzel Letisbo, it's not because the cold water became hot. No. It's that the hot water didn't become cold. Huh? Huh? What should emerge? That if you put your finger in, you should feel pockets of cold in the middle of the hot? I'll ask you a better kasha. This is not the kasha, this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's kasha. Look in the Shulchan Aruch that we saw earlier in Sif Yud Gimel. We saw it yesterday. Everybody else say Sif Yud Gimel. Open up. Sif Yud Gimel. Please open. We saw it yesterday. Sif Yud Gimel. Mutter liten kiton shel mayim o shel shamashkim beklisheni sheyesh bo mayim chamin ava beklirishin asa. I can attest from my tale of woe. I give personalized edus from my tale of woe. You take cold milk and you put it into a klisheni in a bottle. It's in a glass bottle. Nothing gets through that glass bottle. You put it in the glass bottle, you leave it long enough, and the milk will be absolutely Yad Soledesbo. How do you explain this according to the Rashba? The Rashba claimed that the original liquid remained cold, only that the rest of the liquid didn't cool down, which is preposterous on its face, because Yesh Bila, all the liquid gets mixed in together. And it's also contradicted by these facts. You can't say it mixed in together, because it was completely separated by the bottle. Here it's in a bottle, and it was started off cold out of the refrigerator, ends up too hot to touch, chalila can burn a baby's tongue, or worse. How do you explain this in light of the Rashba? Does everyone understand the severity of this question? This is one of the most difficult questions I've ever wrestled with. The Rashba is contra fact, and therefore we can't say it. The Gemara seems to be contra fact, because the Rashba is telling us it's mutter in a klisheni with no exceptions. I take it back. The Gemara is not against the facts. The Gemara can explain it's only mutter in the case of hefsher, where the sum total is only going to be less than the Yatzal Letizbo. The Gemara could survive, but not the Rashba. The Rashba who says that the reason you put cold water into hot in the klisheni is because the cold, even though the sum total is the Yatzal Letizbo, that's a fact. Even the Rashba recognized that fact. It's because the cold water didn't become Yatzal Letizbo, the hot water didn't cool down. But that can't be for two reasons. One, you put your finger in, you don't feel any pockets of cold water. And two, it's in a bottle. Everybody say it's in a bottle. How can you tell me it's in a bottle and it doesn't add up? Everybody says, who does not understand the question? You don't understand the question?
We're talking about the water is being here poured mixed with the other water, or it's in a separate bottle?
Again, the case of the Rashba got all mixed in together. Says the Rashba, the case got all mixed in together. Then he says the cold water did not heat up. It did not reach out to the lettuce bowl. It just the hot water stayed hot. That could be disproved from the case where they're not together, whether it's in a bottle. Yeah.
Okay, you just say that as soon as the water is poured into the bottle, the rest of the water, therefore all you have is a line of thumb, so it's just a line of thumb that's not colder. In the Rashba's case, the bottle.
No, but in the Rashba's case, you're starting off with cold water. You're pouring cold water into hot water.
Goes in, every drop is
mevatel. Exactly. Every drop is mevatel and becomes
part of the hot water.
Right. That should be bishul.
No, but it's a shame hot water.
Shame hot water?
The hot water is what you're looking at. Meaning, as I put the water in, it just disappears into the hot water.
That should be bishul. I'm saying it again. If I take cold water and presto becomes hot water, in my book they call that bishul.
Why don't you say the cold water disappeared and I still have the
disappeared? Hot water? Oh, this is really. This is mamash. This is really new science. The cold water disappeared, and it was some alchemy or some magic that became hot water. That's a big kiddush to me. I don't think that's too tenable. Yes.
I was going to say, to support that, if we have one drop of water on the table and we put another drop of water, you don't have two drops of water. You have a bigger drop of water.
Correct.
So I mean, every drop of water is not being mavashel. It's completely being lost and changed into many different drops of water that are already
hot. Good. That should be an issue. I'm saying the same thing again.
But you're not being mavashel. It's not that we have this one entity that we're being mavashel. It's completely, like Halperin was saying, it's completely disappearing into a different entity.
Wow.
That's already hot.
Wow. Okay, guys, you are very creative. My boss, I do all your homework on my facts for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, correct? 11 o'clock, Saturday, Shabbat. Thank you.